turn to the 23rd Psalm, Psalm 23. I want to read verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Of the 150 Psalms, without a doubt, the 23rd Psalm is the most familiar, the most recognized, the most read, the most recited and written about. The psalm consists of only 6 verses, 118 words, of which David is the author. He opens with a very confident declaration, an acknowledgement of a fact. The Lord is my shepherd. And that statement sets the stage for the entire psalm. The rest of the psalm is David's meditation upon this fact. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And it is the realization of the blessings that flow from this fact, the Lord is my shepherd. In this psalm, David, who himself had been a shepherd and was the son of a shepherd, certainly knew well what was involved in providing the daily necessities of the sheep. And he sees the Lord as the shepherd, and he takes the place of the sheep. Sheep are dumb. Sheep are dirty. They're timid. They're helpless. They have a tendency to wander and become lost. They have very self-destructive habits. They're very easily frightened and disturbed. They're easily exhausted, become worn down, very prone to disease, and if left to themselves, they will fall prey to the beasts of the field. It's no wonder that God's people are referred to as sheep. David, knowing sheep well, again recognizes himself as a sheep. And he pens this psalm from the vantage of a sheep. And it is really a beautiful word picture of the care of the shepherd. There's nothing in the psalm that indicates the occasion or the time in which David penned these words. Most tend to believe that he penned these words while he was a shepherd watching over in caring for the flock, and that may be. Or it could be that David penned these words later in his life, thinking back upon his shepherding days. But regardless of the occasion, regardless of the time when David wrote this psalm, his faith was intact when he wrote this psalm. So as you read the 23rd Psalm, you are privileged to listen in as one of the Lord's children lifts his heart in song and praise in honor to the Lord. It is a song about a personal relationship with the Lord. It is a song of personal trust and confidence in the Lord. It is a song about a personal experience with the Lord. It is a song of faith. It is a song of hope and joy. And without a doubt, it was written from a heart that was full of love, full of reverence, full of gratitude, overflowing with wonder and amazement. The psalm, as we said, is the most recognized of the psalms, perhaps the most recognized portion of Scripture. Many can recite it from memory. However, very few know and live in the real meaning of the 23rd Psalm. And though you see this psalm engraved on many things, it is rare to see it engraved upon lives. There are not many who live in the conscious reality of what is written in the 23rd Psalm. If you take a walk through a cemetery, the most common tombstone in almost any cemetery is "The Lord is my shepherd." You'll see that more than anything else. And you have to stop and wonder, was it so? Was it so? To the religious world, this psalm is poetry that makes them feel good. Even lost man, he reads the 23rd Psalm and he gives him a good feeling. But for the child of God, it should be our life. We ought to all be able to identify and relate with everything that David is saying in this psalm. It ought to be the picture. It ought to be the story of our lives. Again, it opens with a very positive and wonderful declaration. The Lord is my shepherd. The result of that is, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. This is the foundation of the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. You can feel and hear the excitement in those words. And as you read through the psalm, the excitement, the confidence, the wonder seems to be building. And then it reaches its pinnacle in verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy. This is based upon the Lord is my shepherd. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. This is David's concluding observation from "The Lord is my shepherd." This is David's summary of everything that he has said in this 23rd Psalm. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. This 23rd Psalm, this verse 6 is like the exclamation point in the psalm. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Exclamation point. I believe the 23rd Psalm is an illustration of a life lived with an exclamation point. And that is our subject this morning, living life with an exclamation point. Most of God's people, or those who profess, live their life with a sad face. But we ought to live life with an exclamation point. Our life ought to be an exclamation point. And if we can enter into the 23rd Psalm, that's exactly what our life will be. So we want to consider this morning this sixth verse. First of all, consider the setting of the psalm. The setting is indicated in four ways. Everything said in the psalm is in this setting. Again, there are four ways in which we identify the setting of the psalm. It is seen by its location in the Scriptures. Just before it, of course, is Psalm 22, and of course, just after it is Psalm 24. The subject of Psalm 22 is the cross. The subject of Psalm 24 is the end of the age when the king himself will reign in perfect righteousness. So between the cross or Calvary and glory is everything in Psalm 23. That's the setting. It is also, the setting is also seen in the middle of the psalm. Right in the midst of the psalm, we read, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." And I believe that's the setting of the psalm. That's what this world is. You see, the fall of Adam put the stamp of death upon everything. The whole earth is a valley of death. And this is where we live our lives. We live our lives in the valley of death. But that's where Psalm 23 is lived. Thirdly, the setting is seen in the words in verse 5, "In the presence of mine enemies." In the presence of mine enemies. This world is a place of enemies. And then we see in verse 6, is seen in two phrases. We have the phrase, "all the days of my life." That speaks of our time on earth. And then we have the phrase, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." That is heaven. Between the two is Psalm 23. So it is in this setting that David paints a word picture of a beautiful, vigorous, abundant, wonderful, and absolutely amazing life. It is in this setting that David beautifully illustrates a life lived in the awareness of the ongoing activity of the Lord Himself. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And then the rest of the psalm, leading into verse 6, is the activity of the shepherd. These are the words of one who is living life in the awareness of the activity of the shepherd in his life. He illustrates in beautiful language a life consistently. Everything's in the present tense. Consistently experiencing God's leading. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. It's not He made me once lie down in green pastures. He led me a while back in by the still waters. No, this is the present activity of the Lord. This is one who is consistently experiencing God's leading, God's peace, God's refreshment, God's grace, God's presence. He's consistently experiencing God's authority, God's control, God's provision, God's relief, God's goodness, God's mercy. And it's all in the valley of the shadow of death. You see, it's in this land and region of the valley of the shadow of death. It is in this place of enemies. And for all the days of my life, until I dwell in the house of the Lord forever, that I can live. Psalm 23. David illustrates through this psalm a life lived above the influence and control of the valley. He's not controlled by the valley of the shadow of death. He's not controlled by his enemies. He's controlled by this fact: the Lord is my shepherd. He's living above. A life, if you live down in the mire of the world, your life, you live the life of a sad face. But if you live life above this world, above the mire, above the thinking, above the philosophies of this world, that is life lived with an exclamation point. 23rd Psalm is a life of an ongoing and growing relationship with the Lord. It's a life of absolute satisfaction and assurance. It's a life overflowing with joy. So this 23rd Psalm is a vivid illustration of an extraordinary life, of a stimulating and thrilling life, a life lived again with an exclamation point. And it's in this setting. Secondly, notice the tone. In verse 6, surely. Again, as you read through the psalm, the tone is set in verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. There's confidence there. There's excitement there. There's wonder. The Lord is my shepherd. And as you read through, the whole tone is one of confidence. It is one of excitement. It is one of wonder. And then we come to verse 6. Surely. Surely. This is an adverb expressing confidence. It tells us the mood, the tone, and the attitude of the entire psalm. Surely. Based upon the Lord is my shepherd. Based upon everything that the Lord does as my shepherd. Surely. Surely. Which means without question. Without question. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Certainly. Based upon the Lord is my shepherd. certainly, most definitely, without doubt, without fail, and inevitably, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What is this based on? It finds its basis in the Lord. It finds its basis in the Lord is. It finds its basis in the Lord is my shepherd. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely is the opening word of the conclusion of everything that has gone on before. It conveys the idea of it must be the case. That's basically what that word surely means. He's drawing a conclusion. It must be the case. And it takes us back to verse 1. The Lord. It must be the case because of the Lord that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The Lord is. Therefore, it must be the case. The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, it must be the case that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Again, the psalm begins with the Lord. First two words, the Lord. And that is the starting point of a life lived with an exclamation point. That is where you have to start. You can't start anywhere else and live this life. The opening words of the psalm, the Lord. The Lord is. The Lord is my shepherd. That's the subject of the psalm. It's what gives meaning to the psalm. Without verse 1, the rest of the psalm doesn't make sense. Verse 1 is what gives meaning to the psalm. How sad it is when people live lives with no meaning. And that's how most people live their life. Even sadder is when God's people live lives that way. Here's what gives meaning to life. Here's what gives meaning to the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is. The Lord is. And then he says, my shepherd. You see, he's saying the Lord is my caregiver. The Lord is my provider. He's my guardian. He's my feeder. He's my keeper. He's my protector. When he says the Lord is my, there is a living connection between the Lord and the psalmist. And I'm sorry, but you can't live this life described in Psalm 23 if there is not a living connection between you and the Lord. This is where this life with an exclamation point begins. So if your life is not an exclamation point, may I suggest to you the reason is because there is not a living connection between you and the Lord. I'm not saying you're lost. I'm simply saying you're not connected. You are in salvation. But in living life, the connection is not there. Notice the subject of his confidence. Since the Lord is my shepherd, and based upon the reality of such, it must be the case that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy. Goodness is everything, and I mean everything, even the chastening of God. Goodness is everything that comes from God's grace and mercy. That's goodness. Whether you and I think it's good, that's not the definition of goodness. Goodness is everything that results from God's grace and mercy. Everything mentioned in the Psalm 23 up to verse 6 is God's goodness, based upon His grace and mercy. We read in the Psalm 23 of God's provision of spiritual contentment, of refreshment. We read of God's restoring. We read of God directing in the paths of right, His comforting, His protecting, His presence, His gracious provision, and fresh anointing. God's goodness is the provision, the protection, and the presence of the Lord as shepherd. That's goodness. Now, there is the goodness of God as an attribute, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the act. This goodness is a result of grace. Grace is God's absolute free favor. Something that we do not deserve. Any goodness that comes into our life is of grace. If you say, this has happened to me because I... You're looking at the wrong thing. Goodness is a result of His grace. Mercy also is an act of His grace. But it is God's compassion holding back or restraining what we deserve. You ever think about the restraint of God? Oh, it's amazing. And that's mercy. It is God restraining what we deserve. So grace is God giving to us what we don't deserve. Mercy is God holding back or restraining what we do deserve. And David says, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. These are words of awe. These are words of wonder. And notice in that statement, there are two words expressing confidence. Surely and shall. Both express confidence in this fact of the goodness and mercy of God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. These are the words of one living life in the absolute awareness and acknowledgement of God's goodness and mercy. We ought to be able to see it every day. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. These are the words of one who is aware of the blessings of God. These are the words of a joyful and grateful heart. These are the words of one believing and beholding the goodness and the mercy of God. It would do us good to just stop and behold the goodness and the mercy of God in our lives. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. This was a reality in his life. But now notice the extent of these words. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. That speaks of the time frame of our lives. It speaks of that which is uncertain. It speaks of that which is mysterious. Proverbs 27 and verse 1 says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow." That is, do not assume tomorrow. Because there is coming a day in the lives of each one of us, there is coming a day when there will be no tomorrow. That day is coming. That day may be today. Do not assume tomorrow. But do assume this, that if tomorrow comes, goodness and mercy will be there. That we can assume. All the days of my life. That speaks of the uncertainty concerning the number of our days. But also, we read in Proverbs 27, verse 1, "For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." There is not only uncertainty concerning the length or the number of our days, there is uncertainty concerning the events of our days. "For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." We basically get up the same way every morning. But every morning we get up, we know not what that day is going to bring forth. But we can know this. Surely goodness and mercy will be there whatever happens. Goodness and mercy will be there. That we can be confident of. All the days of my life. Days are made up of joys. Days are made up of heartaches, conveniences, inconveniences, easy times, hard times, smooth times, rough times. There are highs, there are lows. There are bright days. There are cloudy days. There are bright days. There are dark days. There are stormy days. There are calm days. There are days of turmoil. There are days of peace. And there are days of conflict. And again, any day can have all of these things. There are friends and there are enemies. There are peaks and there are valleys. There are times when we're strong and there are times when we're so weak we can't hardly move. And I'm not talking physically, though that be true also. There are days when we're healthy. And there may come a day when our bodies are racked with disease. There are days when we have great confidence. And there are days when we doubt. There are times when we're very settled. And there are days when we are absolutely shaken. There are times when we can see clearly. And there are times when we cannot see at all. But here the psalmists say with absolute certainty, surely, Surely. Oh, hear that word. Surely. It must be so. Goodness and mercy. So follow me all the days of my life. That covers a great variety. It covers all kinds of changes. Whatever comes, we don't know. We don't know what's going to come. As we've said many times, one phone call can change your whole life. One event can change your whole life. 1 second can change everything. But in the picture, if you look, I believe you will always see goodness and mercy. And you know why? The Lord is my shepherd. As such, He goes before us. The Lord is my shepherd. He goes before me. Whatever I'm going to go through, He's already there. And I'll just meet Him there. He's already there. Surely goodness and mercy shall pursue me. That's what the word follow means. Shall pursue me all the days of my life. So there's the shepherd. He's leading. But the shepherd also has dogs that bring up the rear. Two dogs here. One's name is goodness. One's name is mercy. Brother Stephen, Brother Charlie, would you guys come up here a minute? Sorry, Charlie, you got a sleeping grandkid. These are the two dogs. No offense. Goodness, mercy. Notice, goodness, mercy. Both bigger than me. Both bigger than me. God's goodness and God's mercy are both bigger than me. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You guys stand next to each other. Follow me. I get up in the morning. I stop. There's goodness. I forget which one's name is what. There's goodness. There's mercy. I walk through the day. I may stumble. There's goodness. And there's mercy. I may even fall. But there's goodness and there's mercy. I may be walking through fierce winds. The rains may be coming down upon me. I may be in pain. I may be in affliction. I may be lonely. But if I stop and look, there's goodness and mercy everywhere I go. I may have to face many, many, many obstacles. And the road may take turns. But whatever turn the road takes, there's goodness and there's mercy. I come uphill and there's goodness and there's mercy. I go downhill and there's goodness and there's mercy. Everywhere I go, there's goodness and mercy. And one day, I may be on a deathbed. I may be gasping for breath, or I may die suddenly. But behind me is goodness and mercy. Stay right there. And then I'll arrive in the house of the Lord, and I will dwell there forever. All sickness, all disease, forever gone, dwelling in the land of unclouded day. And if I could look through, you know what I would see? Goodness and mercy. Everywhere we go, there is the goodness and there is the mercy of God. We need to see it. We need to see it in our lives. We need to look for it in our lives. It's there. It's there every day, every moment. Oh, that's living life with an exclamation point. If wherever I go, I can look back and there is goodness and mercy. That's exciting. That's not living life with a sad face. That's living life with an exclamation point. And that ought to describe our lives. Is that your life today? Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse song.